FM 90.3 WJTL, Stephen Curtis Chapman with the classic More to This Life, Mandisa's You Keep Hope Alive, and Riley Clemens for the Good. Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Annie and Fred with you, 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well and staying warm out there this morning. If your community group would like to be notified of future job openings at WJTL, please email your community group name, address, phone number, and the contact name to contact at WJTL.com, or you can call 717-392-3600. WJTL is an equal opportunity employer.
Our very special guest today from Gateway House of Prayer, the assistant director, Tim Hornelis. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, just shout out to the community at Gateway, all of our watch leaders, everyone involved there. It's an honor to be able to share just a little bit today about what we're doing there.
And we love your coat and hat. You look very
warm.
You look very warm.
I'm getting there.
Good. And so great to have you here. Tell us about Gateway House of Prayer for those who don't know.
Sure. So Gateway is a 24/7 prayer and worship ministry. And the way we're able to keep our prayer room open is by volunteers who either take a 2-hour watch or a 1-hour watch throughout the day. And so we have quite a few volunteers from all over the region. I think last I checked, we have over 40 churches represented.
Amazing.
So it's people from all different demographics and denominations, and they're coming together just to pray and to really host the presence of God in our region.
Yeah, I love that. And how many years have you guys been doing the 24/7 now?
Yeah, so we've been 14 years of 24/7 prayer.
That's incredible.
And then we've been open for 17 years. So
wow.
It took a little while to get to 24/7. But
it shows God at work in the community.
Absolutely.
And
it's a cool picture of
doing.
The church being, you know, actually what the church should be.
And you really got involved by taking one of those overnight stints, right?
Absolutely. So I'll never forget. I walked in. We have a Tuesday night service as well. And I walked in and someone was sharing about taking a watch. And I had never really heard about Gateway. I didn't know what a watch was. You know, it's kind of a weird word. But I was like, sign me up. You know, I just got back from a mission trip. I need to see God. So they signed me up for a 12 to 2 a.m. watch on Sunday mornings every week. And I didn't know what to do. But I would come in and I would bring my guitar sometimes, or I would just pace around the room just praying. And I started to meet the presence of God in such a profound way. And he started to really speak to me and even give me his heart for what he was doing in the region. And it blew me away. Like, I didn't know I could experience that, you know, alone with God. Because I had experienced it in group settings and conferences, all that. But I was like, he's right here. I get to experience this. So that hooked me. And then I've been a part of Gateway ever since. And more and more as the years have gone by.
Now, are each of the time slots, are they for single people by themselves, or sometimes they're groups, worship teams? How does that work?
Yeah. So in the evenings, we have mainly group prayer times. So sometimes we have bands. Really depending on the evening, it's a different flavor. We have different leaders. We have different people there. But there's always a group of people praying together. Yeah. And then throughout the day, we have more, it's more individual kind of, reflective, devotional type watches.
If folks would like to get involved or get their church involved, how can they find out about that?
Yeah, so our website is the best place to look, www.gatewayprayer.com. And from there, you can see everything we do every evening, focus, the different watches that might be open that they could possibly volunteer on, and other opportunities to serve with us.
Very cool. Get a chance for you to serve with the community. Gateway House of Prayer. It's there in Ephrata. Check it out, gatewayprayer.com. Coming up, we're talking more with Tim. Tim, we're going to talk about your Embark internships, which this is the first year you're in charge of that, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Very cool. We'll talk more about that on the way. Also, music on the way, Casting Crowns, the City Harmonic, much more coming up.